first initial reaction is disappointment. You know, we came to try and win the game. It didn't go for us. They showed a lot more intent in the first half, got a good lead on us, and by the time we had to try to get it pegged back, you know, it was just a bridge too far, and they got a couple of scores on the break. And fairness to them, they deserved their victory on the day.
Yeah, the pressure is on really immensely in the backs of this evening.
Yeah, sure, look, I mean, it's pressure like at the end of the day. You know, we're out here and we're playing the game, you know. I mean, as I said to other people at the start of the league, I think teams will take points from other teams in this league, and it's going to be no different. There's a lot of games to be played yet. You know, we're only two games in. There's a good number of games to be played yet, and, you know, we two tough game. We had a tough start. We've after two away games, two of the tougher teams in the division on paper, and, you know, you know, we have to sit down now, assess it, and see how we get on.
Yeah, you got it back to 3 points at one stage. Do you think you were going to come on stronger?
Yeah, you know, we were getting a bit of momentum in the game. We had a bit of traction in the game, and we were getting a bit of ball in midfield, where I think they were on top for the most of the game, really, in that regard, in terms of breaking ball and stuff like that. So, you know, I think it's actually got it to two. Barry just kicked a very good point to get it to two, and I think they just caught us on the break a little bit then, you know. But we had one or two injuries then, Phil, one or two wheelers had to come off, and, you know, it just killed a bit of momentum for us, and in fairness, they took advantage of that.
Yeah, the weather conditions aren't exactly the greatest either, Faye.
No, it's fairly rough here, and it's a fairly hostile place to come up and play as well. But look, that's no excuse. It's the same for them. You know, obviously home support makes a little bit of a difference in these kind of grounds. But, I mean, conditions are conditions. You know, it's at the end of the day, it's February. It's winter football, more or less. It's fairly cold up here and all that kind of stuff. But look, no excuse. They deserve to win today. We didn't.
Yes, next round now for Man at home.
Yeah, 2 weeks' time, and we've got Sigerson next weekend, and a lot of fellas heading off to that, you know, so hopefully we'll get fellas through that and maybe recover in time, because we had Sigerson last week as well, and we have a good number of our panel involved in that. So, you know, it does take a little bit from your preparation, but that's not an excuse. It is what it is, and we just have to get on with it now.
It's a tough one to take. Didn't perform at all, really. We performed pretty well last week, and didn't back it up this week, so fairly disappointing.
You were only down 3 at one stage. You thought you would come back from it.
We kind of had a bit of momentum there, and we just didn't make it count. You know, they went up and they could add another goal, like, even so. Yeah, I suppose we had a bit of momentum. There was over 10 minutes left in normal time, like, and we just didn't. If we got the next one, who knows? But we didn't, and they got the next one and pulled away again.
Yeah, the back seemed to be under terrible pressure.
Yeah, like, we couldn't get a hold of it up around the middle. In the middle third, we turned over an awful lot of ball, and put our boys under pressure straight away. So, so that was the problem there.
Weather conditions aren't exactly the greatest today.
No, but I suppose it's the same for Kildare as well. They adapted better than us. They'll probably be hungrier in the breaks, spill less ball than us, gave away less ball than us, and put the ball over the bar more times than us. So that was it.
For Man in 2 weeks' time, now, what are you expecting from them?
To be honest, I don't really care about them. We just have to win. We need to get 2 points on the board and get things going again, to be honest with you.
We're happy with that. We're happy with the win, obviously. Happy with the 2 points. Tonight was going to be a tough game against the league champions and a very strong Clare team, including the Bellier guys. So we knew that was going to be a huge test for us. And I thought that our lads did well, and we got the 2 points, and that was the objective of the night.
Yeah, the Clare boys really fought till the end as well, but your boys just outdid them. The backs were immense tonight.
Yeah, they did. They worked very hard. I thought right across the board, all we can ask for this time of the year is that the lads put in an effort, and everyone put in a shift, I thought. And that was the most important thing. Of course, there were aspects of our performance which I would be disappointed with, and I thought they created a lot of goal-scoring opportunities, which we didn't, and that was disappointing. But still, we defended well, and we'll take the 2 points and park it up and start thinking about the next game now.
All starting forwards scoring from play tonight.
Yeah, that was pleasing, and they worked hard. I wouldn't be patting them on the back for that. That's what you expect. I think if you go play with Cork, we got to get to a level where that's the level of expectation that's required. We don't always do it, of course, but that's what we have to strive for.
Yeah, they're showing great intensity, and they're all gelling well as a team, new and experienced players.
Yeah, they've gelled well. The young guys have come in there, and if they're good enough, they're old enough, and they showed it actually during the Munster League that they want to play with Cork. They want the jerseys. Tonight was an opportunity for them to show it at a higher level. In the main, they did. But we got to keep it in context. These guys are very young. They have a long road. They have a lot of development to do. So there'll be ups and downs on that road. And we have to just nurture them along and develop them along nice and slowly, because tonight is one game, and that's all it is.
The home advantage of playing at home kind of helps the boys' confidence.
Yeah, it does, of course. Because you have the Cork crowd, and the Cork crowd were fantastic tonight. They really appreciated the work rate of the lads and the effort they were putting in. But on the other side, it puts more pressure maybe on fellas that are making their debut, because there's a lot of away from home sometimes is nearly better for fellas that are making their debut. And we had five starting tonight, and that's probably more than you would probably be advisable in another context. But they were going so well, we couldn't leave them out. And we brought two more guys in then that were making a debut as well. So that was, we'd half the team making a debut. So that's always a risk, you know. Dublin next Saturday night, yeah. And we didn't look beyond tonight's game. We will start planning for that now. And that's going to be another tough game. We saw last year the trimming Dublin gave us up in Dublin, and then how tough it was down here in the Championship. So we know that's going to be a huge game for us as well next Saturday night, and a big test.
Hopefully there'll be some of the players back from injury due for selection.
Yeah, we'd expect lads back. Those guys were out tonight, back training next week, and I think certainly they'll be available for selection, yeah.
Saying that, I thought we defended very, very well, and any shot that came under pressure. So Clare are a fantastic hurling team. You know, they've shown it over the last year. So look, all we can try and do is just try and keep the score down, and fortunately enough, the backs played very, very well, I thought, tonight. And look, just lucky enough that a few hit off me, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. All forward scoring as well gives the guys major confidence.
Yeah, look, I thought we hurled very well tonight, but look, it's just one game, 2 points on the board. We have to look forward to next week, and we've an unbelievably tough fixture with Dublin. So look, all we're trying to do is go game on game, and see if the performance will carry us that way.
It's great to get the home advantage. The crowd are really behind you tonight.
Look, we're very lucky. The Cork support come out in force every time that we play, especially Saturday night in Park Ring under lights. It leads to an unbelievable atmosphere, and we're very grateful that people come out and spend their money to come out and watch us play, because, you know, they give us huge support, and it does give us that extra edge. And look, all we try and do is urge them to keep following us and keep encouraging us that we're trying our best out there, and look, just stay behind us.
Dublin again next week. What are you expecting?
An unbelievably good hurling game. You know, they're a fierce team. They play a lovely style of hurling. They're a very strong, fit team. You know, so we're expecting a huge challenge. But all we can try and do is look after our own performance. It's a cliche, but we just try and look after ourselves and try and see what we can do out in the field, and look to try and bring a performance that'll, you know, hopefully end up with a victory.
You had some absolutely mega saves tonight. Are you happy with your performance?
Look, like I said, the boys put fierce pressure on the shots. We have a lot to improve on too defensively as well, and you know, it's good to get a win. It kept the score down a small bit, but that's honest to God, that's down to the lads outside putting pressure on everything.